Okay, so we're taking first in Toyota, let's take a look again.
So the Gemara is being a riot, and according to Elazar, you don't need any chesima even mid rabbanon. Says if you would need any shopping way, if he would have needed any chesima mid rabbanon, then we would have then the Gemara says then they would have had to be lishma. The Gemara is being a riot that we don't need any chesima, that Rabbi Elazar does not require any chesima even mid rabbanon. So if he doesn't require any chesima even mid rabbanon, then you don't have to have any chesima lishma. Tosis asks, we read this Tosis before, but I just want to pick up on one nekuda. In Taima, Dilma Daf because of Savyode Eberecha, Dari Tanakama Machsher Rabbi Elazar. Maybe Rabbi Elazar, when he said that Eid Mesira Kosher, maybe he meant in the case of the Tanakama, Savyode Eberecha, all those cases, which means that you have a chasima. That's where Rabbi Elazar says that it's Kosher Ali Eid Mesira. But not if you don't have any chasima at all. Yishloim Adal Loshan, I feel Ein Elevedim Mashmed, Ein Elevedim Klam. That itself is mashma, that really you don't have to have any chesima. So Kenega is a kasha. Tosis entertained that maybe Rabbi Elazar going in the case of Kosov B'Ksav Yodli. And maybe Rabbi Elazar was only Machshav at Kosov B'Ksav Yodli. When Rabbi Elazar said that a get is kosher, Kosov B'Ksav Yodli is kosher, as long as they have any Mesira, when Rabbi Elazar said that as long as they have any Mesira, it's kosher, maybe he meant Ksav Yodli is kosher as long as they have any Mesira. That was very scary. Tosis answers from the Lashon Rabbi Elazar is doing that the way. But otherwise, if not for the Lashon Rabbi Elazar, Tosis could have heard. And maybe when Rabbi Elazar says that if you have any Mesir, it's kosher, he's going in the case of Kosher B'Ksav Yodai. Kosher B'Ksav Yodai, Tanakama says, is not kosher L'Chatchila. Ain't a blood mamzer, but it's not kosher L'Chatchila. It's postal mid Rabbanon. And Rabbi Elazar is coming to say that Kosher B'Ksav Yodai, if you have any Mesir, then it's mutter L'Chatchila. So the kashim, we'll set up the kashim there. We'll go one step at a time. Why is Ksav Yodai possible according to Tanakama? What's wrong with Ksav Yodai? So Taisa says, because Yochel Lichtev Azman Kamishi Yitzah. So basically, Ksav Yodai, in effect, it's like Ein Bei Zman. Why is Ein Bei Zman possible? Vachlik Ksav Yechon Reish Lokesh, either according to Yechon Kashem Yechapa Vasa Chaisi, and according to Reish Lokesh, because there'll be massive the Paris between the Chasima and the Nesina. The issue will be massive the Paris between the chasima and the nesina. We don't know when the chasima is. There's no date. We won't know when the chasima is. So she'll be mafsid the pairs between the chasima and the nesina. So first of all, it's a shalim rishonim. What if you have a get she'ein bezman? Is it kosher according to Rabbi Elazar? But it has any mesira. Rabbi Elazar says you don't need any chasima. Any mesira kosher. So you have a get she'ein bezman. But of course, you have Rabbi Elazar; otherwise, it wouldn't work. You have Rabbi, you have. According to Rabbi Elazar, you can have a get with added chesima, just with the Mesira. What would be the din if it's Ein Bei Zman? So Tosis in Bava Basra Kufayin Beis says that it's kosher because the Ein Mesira knows the Zman. So what are you afraid of? Shem Yechapel Basa Chayso. Are you afraid about the payers? They didn't see you know this man, so he won't be able to be mechapel basachos. The Ramban says that it's not muchach. There could be a dead era. The Ramban says no. Ein misira also have to have his man. Same as man, it's possible. If it's possible because the ein misira can't rely on the ein misira will remember this man. The misira, even if they remember the guf agerishim, they won't necessarily remember this man. So therefore, even by ein misira, you have to have a. Even by Eid Mesira, you have to have Azman. You can't just rely. It doesn't say there's Azman in the get. You can't just rely that Eid Mesira will. Eid Mesira will remember this Azman. Back upon Tosis sheet is that if you have a get that only has Eid Mesira, and it's ain by zman, so Tosfos says that it's kosher. So Rabbi Kreger says that even according to Tosfos, that's only a get that only has Eidei Mesira and doesn't have Eidei Chasima. But a get that has Eidei Chasima also and doesn't have a Zman, but find this possible even according to Ebelezer. Because when you have Eidei Chasima, you don't need the Eidei Mesira L'Raya. That's the whole Tikkun Olam, according to Tosfos and Daftala, Daftal Beis. What's the Tikkun Olam of Eidei Chasima? That when you have Eidei Chasima, the Eidei Chasima are enough. Isha Bo Linosei, not like Rashi and Chabez. Rashi and Chabez says, Isha Bo Linosei, Tzichel Ha've Eidei Mesira, according to Belasim. Tosfos is Chaylik. Isha Bo Linosei also has to produce the Eidei Chasima. And we'll assume it's Tom of Eich Shanasa. So when a woman gets married, she only has to, and if you have any, if she has a get that doesn't have anything but Eidei Mesira, so if she wants to get married, she has to produce the Eidei Mesira. But if a get that has Eidei Chasima too, then she doesn't need to produce the Eidei Mesira. She can get married on the basis of the Eidei Chasima. And if it's anybody's man, then the Eidei Chasima will tell me that there was a Mesira. The Eidei Chasima will be enough L'Raya. And if it's anybody's man, he'll be able to be Mechapa Basa Chosa. Or he'll be able to be master to the pairs. That was Rabbi Kreger says. He says it both according to Virchana and according to Rish Lakish. It's easier to hear in a Virchana, but he says Beferish it's true even in Rish Lakish. That according to Abelezer, if there's no Zman, if it only has Eidei Mesira, it's better than if it has Eidei Chasima too. If the get only has Eidei Mesira, so without Eidei Mesira, if you don't actually produce the living, breathing Eidei Mesira, the get's nothing. It's not even a riot. It's a piece of paper. It doesn't say, there's no Eidei Mesira at all. So Avada, with that piece of paper, he won't be able to be Mechapa Basa Chaisi. What's he going to do? She's going to pull out a piece of paper that says she's Megureshes. There's no Eidei, there's no anything. She's going to have to, in order to be Mechapa on this Nus, she's going to have to bring the Eidei Mesira, and the Eidei Mesira, no one this man was according to Tosfos. Likewise, in regard to Peri, if there's only Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira, no, this Rabbi Kreger doesn't speak out so clearly. What about according to Rish Lakish, that the reason why you need his mind is for Peri? So what if there are only Eidei Mesira? So why isn't she mafsid the Peris? If you only have Eidei Mesira, stop and say to Kasha, how can a Blazer ever allow a get that only has Eidei Mesira? If you have a get that only has any Mesira, according to Abelezer, it's kosher. You don't need any Chasima. Even Tikkun Olam Tosfos, it's a minog, but Mikra, you don't have to have any Chasima at all. Why are we afraid? One second. If you only have any Mesira, Kirke doesn't speak this out. I'm speaking it out. How does Abelezer altogether allow a get that only has any Mesira? Why aren't we afraid that he wrote the get in February? He didn't give her the get until March. There's only any Mesira. There's only Eidei Mesira, even if it says, so if there's only Eidei Mesira, she's going to be master to Paris between February and March. The answer is, the Gemara says, Beferish and Dafid Zayin Amud Beis, the Baal's only master to Paris from the Chasima, not from the Ksiv. It's Tanoim, but the Halacha, the Chacham say, that the Baal is master to Paris from the Chasima Seget, not from the Ksiva Seget. So if there are no Eidei Chasima, so the Baal is not master to Paris until the Nesina. She only gets the Paris, Mishas Nesina. So if you have a get, a pure get, just Eidei Mesira, pure play, just Eidei Mesira, no Eidei Chasima. So why do you need, so Tosfos says in Babas, you don't need his man. You don't need his man, neither according to Rabbi Yochanan, nor according to Rish Lakish. Because Shem Yechap al Basa Chay, so Eidei Mesira, know what had happened. Paris is Mishas Nesina, you have Eidei Mesira. So that's what Tosfos says, Tachin Babas, Kufay, and I am Beis. The Rabban said, not Eidei, but Eidei won't remember. But we'll go with Tosfos. We're learning Tosfos. Go with Tosfos. So if you have a pure get that's only Eidei Mesira, and there's no Zman, according to Abelezer, it's good. The only Zman you need to know about, you don't need, the Ksivas are irrelevant. The Zman you need to know about is the Nesina. And the Nesina, they're Eidei Mesira, who remember the Zman.
If it's the case of Ksav Yodo, is that the Chasima, or is that just
Ksiva? Let's leave that out for a second. We're going to work back there. But let's, so now, what about a get, though, that has Eidei Chasima? Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. And it's Eibay Zman. It has Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, and it's Eibay Zman. says Rabbi Kreger, it's possible. But it's possible. Anybody's mind? No, that's what Rabbi Kreger is machadish. But he says in Cheshbon, in it works out. This doesn't say anywhere. Rabbi Kreger is machadish. If you have Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, then it's possible according to Rabbi Lesser. Why? Because when you have a get that is Eidei Chasima also, so the Raya, the Eidei Chasima are good enough. So once you, if you have a get that has Eidei Chasima and it's Eidei's man, so now all the chashoshes of Eidei's man kick in. First of all, Shem Yechap al Basa Chais, it kicks in. You have a get that has Eidei Chasima. If it's Eidei's man, the woman will pull out the, if she'll be Mizana, her husband will give her a, her husband will be Mechapa, he'll give her a get, she Eidei's man, and it has Eidei Chasima, and we won't know when the, if this happened before the get or after the get. The Eidei Mesira are gone, the Eidei Mesira are, if the Eidei Mesira are here, we'll ask them, but if the Eidei Mesira aren't here, we'll have to rely on the Eidei Chasima, and we can rely on the Eidei Chasima, she'll be able to use the Eidei Chasima to be Mechapa, since there's Eidei's man. So it should be possible, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And likewise, according to Reish Lakish, if there are Eidei Chasima, then the Baal's Mafsid Peres Mishas Chasima. Once you have Eidei Chasima, the Baal's Mafsid Peres Mishas Chasima. Chayrub Kreg assumes. Even according to Blesser, Mishas, yeah, it's something that way. So Mishas Chasima, the husband, the issue was Mafsid Peres. But since it's anybody's man, she's not going to actually be able to collect the Peres until the Nesina. So she'll be mafsid the Peres between the Chasima and the Nesina. All the reasons for Eidei's man are cogent, even according to Rebbe Lesser. That's the background to Rebbe Kreger's kash. Now, it's even though there's a Tosis in the Bava who says that if you only have Eidei Mesira and you don't have Eidei Chasima, then you don't need the Zman, because the Eidei Mesira are the Zman. They are the Zman. They're the only Eidei, and they know the Zman. But Rebbe Kreger says, it seems to impossible in Cheshbon, that if you have Eidei Chasima too, and Eidei Chasima are good enough L'raya, that's the Tikkun Olam, Eidei Chasima are good enough L'raya, then all the psulim of Eidei's man come back into effect. Says Rabbi Kreger. So therefore, Rabbi Lezi will agree to the psul of Ksav Yogai, and he'll agree to the psul of Rabbi Kreger. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer should agree to the psul of Eidei's man. Should agree to the psul of Eidei's man. Eidei Mesira are not going to help for that. And the Emesis Meduik and Loshon HaTosfos. Because when Taisa says, when Taisa is saying when Rabbi Lezer was machshav Eidei Mesira, so Taisa said Dilma Dafka Kosev Ksav Yodai Oibet Echo Da'ari Tanakama machshav Rabbi Lezer. Tanakama said three cases: Ksav Yodai, anybody Eloi Echo, and anybody's man. Taisa is asking Kasha, maybe Rabbi Lezer when he said that Eidei Mesira that get his kosher Eidei Mesira, maybe he was going on those cases. So Taisa lists two out of the three. Why didn't you list the case of Eidei's man? Maybe Rabbi Lezer is machshir by Eidei's man. Maybe when Rabbi Lezer said Eidei Mesira are good, it's talking about the case of Eidei's man. The answer is because it's not true. If it's Eidei's man, then it's possible even according to Rabbi Lezer, Eidei Mesira don't help. Eidei Mesira don't take off the chash of Eidei's man. Whatever chash there is in Eidei's man, Eidei Mesira don't alleviate. If that's the case, ask Rabbi Kreger. So how can Tosfos say, Tosfos wants to suggest a pshat, that maybe Rabbi Lezer is going on the case of Kosev Ksav Yodai. So what will the Mishnah then be saying? That Kosev Ksav Yodai, Tanakhama says, apostle, comes along Rabbi Lezer and says, that even though it's Eidei's man, but if you gave it with Eidei Mesira, it'll be kosher. But why is Kosev Ksav Yodai apostle according to Tanakhama? Because it's Eidei's man. In effect, it's Eidei's man. Yochel Lichot Eidei's man, Kamei Shiyitza. So how can Rabbi Lezer say, yes, but if there are Eidei Mesira, it's kosher. How can Tosfos suggest that Pshat in the Mishnah is that Kosev Ksav Yodai, when Rabbi Lezer said that if he gave it with Eidei Mesira, it's kosher, he was going in the case of Kosev Ksav Yodai, and Rabbi Lezer was saying, Kosev Ksav Yodai is no good, but if he gave it with Eidei Mesira, then it's good. Even if you gave it with Eidei Mesira, but all the problem with Ksav Yodai is Yochel Lichot Eidei's man, Kamei Shiyitza. And therefore you're going to have Shem Yechap al Basa Chosoi, you're going to have the problem of Paris. Well, that's true even if you have Eidei Mesira. The fact that you have Eidei Mesira doesn't take off the chash of Eidei's man. And likewise, the chash of Yochel Lichot Eidei's man, Kamei Shiyitza. So it doesn't make any sense. What Tosfos is suggesting should be pshat in the Mishnah. It doesn't make any sense. Tosfos is suggesting Dilma pshat in the Mishnah is that Rabbi Lezer is going in the case of Kosev Ksav Yodai, and the Tanakhama says Kosev Ksav Yodai is posel. And that Rabbi Lezer said But if afal pisha ainu levena, but if you gave it with ainu mesira, even though it's only ksav yodai, but if you gave it with ainu mesira, it becomes kosher. Why would ainu mesira become kosher? If it's kosher ksav yodai, if the kosher ksav yodai is possible because it's the equivalent of ainu mesman, so Rav Elazar should also agree to the psalm. Rav Kagan remains with Sorkin. I don't have a terrible Rav Kagan's kasha, but I wanted to share with you.
Isn't Rav Yochanan Mishas Nesina? So wouldn't the Eim Asira help?
Rav Yochanan says, Shem Yechapal Basa Chayse. That means you're going to give her a get. She'll pull out the get. Shem Yechapal Basa Chayse. That means she was Mazana. He's going to give her a get. She'll pull out the get. We won't know when the get was given. And it doesn't have a date. And he'll be able to be Mechapal Basa Chayse. So Rav Kagan says, so that's true. Even according to Rav Elazar, that there are Eidim Asira, but the Raya, very often we rely on Leidim Chasima. Eidim Asira are not always here. We rely on Leidim Chasima, the Raya.
Didn't we just say in Tosos, Lo Basra, that Eidim Asira can be made about this man, Mutzina?
I mean, maybe the answer to Rav Kagan's question would be that if you have Eidim Asira, maybe the answer is that even though you can rely on Eidim Chasima, but since according to Elazar, you always have to have Eidim Asira too. So the Eidim Asira, we could rely on the Eidim Asira. The Eidim Asira will come and will tell us that the Nesina was later and therefore she was Mazana, but Eidim Asisish. And even though the Eidim Asira won't always be here, but for the Chashash of Shem Yechap al Basa Chayse, he'll be afraid. We'll say like this, he'll be afraid to be Mechap al Basa Chayse because the Eidim Asira could be Machash. Maybe it's Haka Teretz. Let me borrow Kovitz for a second. He's right. I mean, Steitzach is right. He'll give the get without Eidim Asira. He wants to save the life of Basa Chayzer. So she was Mazana. So what he'll do? He'll give her a get without Eidim Chasim. And without Isman. And she'll pull out the get. And we'll see Eidim Chasim. Basin will see Eidim Chasim. Basin will assume there must have been Eidim Asira. Because Mesoma Be'ech Shanase. It wasn't Be'ech Shanase. The get was given without Eidim Asira. It's not true. She's not an Eishashish. I mean, it's not true. It's not a good get. But he doesn't care. He wants to be Mechab al Basa Chayse. So he'll give her a get Bitsinah. That means he'll give her a get without any Eidim Asira at all. But with Eidim Chasima. And it's Eim Be'ezman. Based on we'll see the Eidim Chasima. They will assume that Mesoma Be'ech Shanase. If there are Eidim Chasima, there must have been Eidim Asira. Which is not true. I'll leave with Emes. It's not true. But his whole point is he wants to fool Basin. He'll give her a get with Eidim Chasima, with Adon Eidim Asira, and with Eim Beisman, he'll be able to be Mechapa, Basa Chayse. So that it has to be possible. Eim Beisman is possible, even according to Beleza. There's no lumdus here, it's just simple criminal psychology. If the get has no Eidim Chasima at all, So the only way it'll work l'ray is if you actually bring into the Eidim Asira into Beis Din. So then there's no problem. You can't be Mechapa Basa Chayse because the Eidim know this man. There's no problem with Peri because if there was no Chasima, then the Peri only Mishas Nesina. Mishas Nesina, the Eidim Asira know. So then if you have Eidim Asira and no Eidim Chasima, then you don't have to have his man. Like Tosfos Taka says in Baba Basra. But the minute you have Eidei Chasima, regardless of whether the word is here or not, the minute you have Eidei Chasima and it's anybody's man, the get is possible. Because if we're going to allow a get with Eidei Chasima and anybody's man, if we're going to allow a get with Eidei Chasima and anybody's man, so he'll write a get with Eidei Chasima without his man, he'll give her the get, and she'll use it L'raya. Without any Masir. He'll give it to her without any Masir, and she'll use it L'raya, and he'll be Mechabal Basa Chasim. Yeah, we have the Torah's Gittin's Kasha from yesterday. Ma'ilu Chacham B'Tachanos, and he'll do it anyway. So we passel it. We passel it, but he'll do it anyway. Mechapel Basachos will do it anyway. Yeah, fine. That's the Torah's Gittin's Kasha. Rakaponim L'Nyaneinu. That's Rabbi Kreiga's Kasha. So Rabbi Kreiga says, you know, so and the emphasis is Meduyik Takan Tosis. When Tosis says that Rabbi Lezer is Chaylik, when Tosis asked the Kasha, maybe Rabbi Lezer, when he said that Eidei Masir Kasha, he meant with Eidei Chasima, but he was just so what was he going on? He was going on the cases of the Tanakam. He wasn't saying a new fourth case. Where there were no Eidei Chasima. He's going in the cases of the Tanakhama where there were Eidei Chasima. Which case of the Tanakhama was he going in? So Tosfos says, Ksav Yodah, Ein Bayel Erechot. So Tosfos says, Ksav Yodah is no good, but if you have Eidei Masir, it's good. Ein Bayel Erechot is no good, but if you have Eidei Masir, it's good. But Tosfos is at pains not to say the case of Ein Bizman. Because Ein Bizman about is no good, even according to Rabbi Lezer. Frech Rabbi Kreger, but Ksav Yodah is no better. Ksav Yodah is also Psal of Ein Bizman. In effect, Ksav Yodah is also Ein Bizman. So why would Rabbi Lezer be Mashi because of Ksav Yodah just because he have Eidei Masir?
Can we say that this is all in the Havamina, that Rabbi Elazar is not moded to the fact that Muzir Kitov was puzzled? So we don't have the Chiddush of that she's going to rely on the Eidei Chasima by itself.
No, even in the Havamina that we don't know the din of Muzir Mitoicha, we certainly know that you can rely on Eidei Chasima. That's a Tikkun Olam. It says in the Mishnah, Eidei Chasim get the Tikkun Olam. What's the Tikkun Olam? Because Eidei Chasima is Tama Vechshinasa. The Mizuyif Mitoichi tells me that if it's Shalei L'Shmo, it's possible. That once you need Eidei Chasima, so if they're Shalei L'Shmo, it passes. I mean, once it's a good idea to have Eidei Chasima, so if they're Shalei L'Shmo, it passes. Which we'll come to, but Akaponim, the fact that you could rely on Eidei Chasima, the Raya is Mufurish in the Mishnah. That's the din of Tikkun Olam, according to Tosfos. The way Tosfos reads the Mishnah, what Tikkun Olam means, that L'Raya you could rely on Eidei Chasima. Okay, let's go on to the next Tosfos. So what does it say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Gimel Gittim Sulim, Bim Nisus Havlad Kosher, Chosem Ksayyodi Vein Elav Eidim, Yeshlo Vein Vein Mizman, Yeshlo Vein Vein Mekadechon, Reil Gimel Gittim Sulim, Bim Nisus Havlad Kosher, Bles Reimer, Afal Pish Ein Elav Eidim, El Shem Nosnum Fle Eidim Kosher, Vigayvim Min Chosem Mishubadim, Shein Eidim Chais Min Al Gettin Eilim Dei Tikkun Olam. So what's this line about Gayvim Min Chosem Mishubadim? Rabbi Lezer says, even if there are no, Eidei Chasima, as long as I have Eidei Masira, it's kosher, v'goyvim in the chosim mishubanim. So it says in the Mishnah that a woman, she has a get, there are no Eidei Chasima. Both according to, however you learn the Gemara, like places like Rashi, it's clear, Rabbi Lezer is doing a case where there are no Eidei Chasima. According to Rashi, because going Ksavyad, and Ksavyad is not a Chasima. According to Tosfos, because Rabbi Lezer is a fourth case, it's the Lashon of Rabbi Lezer's mashmah, it's a fourth case where there are no Eidei Chasima. Kach, it's Mufurish in the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer going in the case where there's no Eidei Chasima. The Gemara is mechich from the Mishnah that Rabbi Lezer does not require Eidei Chasima, even Midah Rabbanan. So Rabbi Lezer is a case where there are no Eidei Chasima. All you have are Eidei Masira. And the Mishnah says that it's kosher, v'goyvim minuchasim mishubanim. So what do the words mean, v'goyvim minuchasim mishubanim? So Rashi said two pshatim. Rashi said, v'goyvim minuchasim mishubanim. The first plan of Rashi is, goyvik suvasa v'getzem minuchasim mishubanim. That she can use the get to prove when she got divorced, and mail she can collect the ksuva from that date. That's the first pshat of Rashi. Then Rashi is another pshat. Yeah, even she doesn't have the ksuva, but it's a tonight based in fact. Now Rashi means the more ksuva. Lishna Charina, Rashi is another pshat. Not going on a get. It's going on a shtar chayv. That if she has a shtar chayv that only has Eidei Masir, if the malva has a shtar chayv, but it only has Eidei Masir and doesn't have Eidei Chasima, he can use that shtar to be goyvim in uchosim mishubadim. He can use that shtar to be goyvim from ukuches. It has the din of a shtar to be goyvim in mishubadim. Milva pesna goyvim mishubadim. Milva b'shtar is goyvim in uchosim mishubadim. It says in Ebelezer that Eidei Masir enough to be goyvim, according to this pshat, it says in Ebelezer, taka chiddush, we'll see in a minute, it's machalikus yishayim, that if you have a shtar that only has Eidei Masir, it's good enough to be goyvim in uchosim mishubadim. But according to the first pshat in Rashi, it doesn't say that. To be goyvim in uchosim mishubadim, you need a ksuva, or taibe, a ksuva. The Malkum Shekaisim Ksuva, you have to have the physical Ksuva. The Malkum Shein Kaisim Ksuva, the Tnai Basin is the Ksuva. But Kaparim Ksuva, Vadigim Kayim Nechasim Shibonim. But you have to know when she needs to establish when she was divorced. So the get establishes when she was divorced. Maybe I should stress this already now. According to the first pattern of Rashi, you don't see that you, that a shtar, that an edim asira the kashtar, is that it can be goyva from a shubon. It's a chiddush. We'll start from the end of Tosfos. The halacha is milva al peh is not goyva minchasim shubon, and milva b'shtar is goyva minchasim shubon. It has to only milva b'shtar can goyva minchasim shubon. A milva b'shtar is a koil, and therefore the kuchas were able to be aware of it. A milva b'shtar is able to be goyva minchasim shubon. A milva al peh is not. So what's the din of a shtar that didn't have edim chasim but only had edim asir? We'll see in Tosfos this takim shalom hold that a milva about that a shtar that only has edim asir is not mitzia koil and it can't be goyva minchasim shubon. The other side is no. Even a star that even edim asir, it's enough of a star that it has a koil and it's able to be goyva minchasim mishubon. So according to the second shtar in Rashi, it's mafurish. We're talking about a shtar chayiv, Reb Lezer. It's ain by edim chasim, but only has edim asir, and it's goyva minchasim mishubon. So according to the second shtar in Rashi, it's mafurish that a mil that a star that only has edim asir is goyva minchasim mishubon. But according to the first shtar in Rashi, it doesn't say anything like that. It says that she has a get that only has edim asir. She could goyva the ksuva minchasim mishubon. That's not called she's goyva minchasim mishubon with the star of edim asir. She's going with the ksuva. The ksuva has edi chasimo, or it's a tai basin altogether. Doesn't need any edi. Tai basin doesn't need a ksuva. Everybody knows a woman has a ksuva. A ksuva vada can be goyva minchasim mishubon. She just needs to establish that she's divorced. So how does she establish that she's divorced? Edim, the edim asira are made that she's divorced. Once she's divorced, she can be goyva the chayv. It's not called she's not being goyva with the get. L'mashul. Let's say edim would come and say meis bailech. So she'll also be goyva minchasim mishubon. What do you mean? The meis bailech doesn't have edi chasima. It doesn't have edi chasima. The meis bailech only has edim miso. How can you be goyva? How can you goyva mishubodim from edim miso? Where's the star? It's a klutz kasha. The ksuva is the star. Except there's a tnai. Except you can't collect the ksuva till the husband is dead. Edim come and say the husband is dead. So al derech zeh, Edim come and say the woman is divorced. Once she's divorced, she can collect the ksuva. But she's collecting from the mishubodim with the ksuva. The ksuva has edi chasima. According to the first Shtar in Rashi, you don't see anything about whether Edim Asir are enough to be goyva minchasim mishubon. In the second Shtar in Rashi, you see this chiddush that Edim Asir are enough to be goyva minchasim mishubon. Zok Taisus, v'goyva minchasim mishubon. Loshen Sheni Shpir Shekuntus, v'mistar milu goyva minchasim mishubon, kach nirli Rabbeinu Tam Ikka. Rabbeinu Tam thinks the second Shtar in Rashi is right, and therefore comes out of chiddush din, that filu v'shar shtoris, goyva be'edim Asir minchasim mishubon. That they'll come out of chiddush din, that you can use a shtar that only has edim asir to be goyva minchasim mishubonim. Tosfos brings raya from the Gemara. Kinemash perik basra. Da'om rav halacha kerbelezer begitin. So the chaykes in Gemara and that pevov. It's going to be negay later in that ballad. Is that halach by gitin for sure? We have a chaykes kerbelezer in Meir. By gitin halach is for sure the kerbelezer. But what about b'shar shtaros? So some amirim say halach is like kerbelezer. B'shar shtaros too. Halach is like kerbelezer across the board. But there is an opinion. Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar, begitin v'nap b'shar shtaros. B'shar shtaros, ain't a mesira are not enough. Shalim say, he's going to speak it out to Farish now, because by shar shtaros is the din of l'man yamdu yomim rabim. That the whole function of a shtar is l'man yamdu yomim rabim. You should have a record for posterity. The ain't a mesira not a record for posterity. The ain't a mesira soikol odom lomas. The ain't a mesira die eventually. That's not a record for posterity. And chasim is a record for posterity. So therefore, by shash doris, there's an opinion in Gemara. By shash doris, even Rabbi Lezer, not lahalacha. Rabbi Lezer is chaylik. Rabbi Lezer himself is chaylik by shash doris too. But lahalacha, we pass in like Rabbi Lezer only by gittin. By shash doris, we pass in that you have to have a day. You have to have a day chasima. Show what that means. You have to have a day chasima. You don't need a day mesira, or you have to have a day chasima and a day mesira. That's a shaila by itself. The riff around, there's nothing to talk about. Even Rebbe Lesser agrees that Echasim are good enough. Just Eidim Asira also good. But Shah Shtar is Echasim Asira no good. Echasim are good. According to Taisus, Rebbe Lesser holds Dafke Eidim Asira good. So now by Shah Shtar was saying, no, you can't rely only on Eidim Asira. You need Laman Yamdu Yom Rabim. Does that mean so therefore Echasim alone are enough? Or you need Echasim plus Eidim Asira? Chazni says that according to Taisus, by Shah Shtar you would need both. You need Eidim Asira. Because Eidim Asira dafka karsti, the only Eidim that make a star, Eidim Asira, Eidim Chasima don't make a star. But in addition, you also have Eidim Chasima, L'man Yamdo Yom Rab. Akoponim, it's not our topic right this second, but the Gemara over there says that Rav says, Halacha is like Rav Lezer, Begitin, but not by Shash Doros, not by Shash Doros. So the Gemara asks, V'Aktoni, the Mishnah says, V'Goyim Minuchosim Shubodim. So you see, the Rebbe Lezer was talking about even Shash Dors. This is the Gemara. The Gemara says, you see, Rebbe Lezer was talking even by Shash Dors. I'm the Rebbe Lezer. I am not even Shash Dors. That's really touched. The Gemara answers, yeah, Rebbe Lezer told him by Shash Dors. Rab just means we don't pass him like him by Shash Dors. That's the Gemara's terrors. But a Kapanim, the Gemara had a Kasha, the Havamina thought that when Rab said that Lochot like Rebbe Lezer, Begitim not by Shash Dors, he meant that Rebbe Lezer himself only said it by Begitim not by Shash Dors. So the Gemara slugs that up. It can't be true because it says in the Mishnah, Begayim and Chosim Mishabodim. It was so chayes a fairish gemara that when Reb Lezer gave him a chosum mishabanim, he was talking about shash dars. If gave him a chosum mishabanim means that with the get you can collect the ksuvos, so he's not talking. It's nothing to do with shash dars. It's halacha by a get that ain't a mesira good enough for a get. So now I know she's megareshes and she can be gave the ksuvim in a chosum mishabanim. So the chayes it's a gemara mefureshes. He says it's a gemara mefureshes like that pshat in Rashi, like the second pshat in Rashi that gave him a chosum mishabanim. He's talking about shash dars. Talking about shitri story chayes. Kasha Rashi. And Kasha is even stronger because Rashi over there in that favor up in that Gemara Gufa. Like this, maybe say Chayes Machlekes Asugis. We'll see later. Ben Hanan says Machlekes Asugis. But Rashi in that Gemara and Pevov itself. Gaimim and Chosim Shabodim says Rashi is the first wide line at the end. Gaivim nechosim shabadim im shtaru oy get ze gaivik im shtaru oy get ze gaivik suvim nechosim shabadim. Rashi, not so clear. Im shtaru chori means shash doors. A little bit strange. Rashi combines both pshatim into one pshat. Unless it's a lishna chavina, it's two from pshat. If it's a get, she's going to the ksuvah minuchasim mishabodim. If it's then Rashi another pshat. No, it's talking about shash daras. He's going to the shash daras minuchasim mishabodim. Rashi over there somehow combines it. Im shtaru oy get ze gave the ksuvah minuchasim mishabodim. That's so clear. Does Rashi mean to say two pshatim, or are you saying one pshat? The loshin sounds like he's saying one pshat. That's a pshat in the Mishnah. Gave minuchasim mishabodim. If it's a chayiv, if it's a star chayiv, you can give the chayiv in a chasim mishabodim. If it's a get, you can give the ksuvim in a chasim mishabodim. Okay, so then it's good. The Gemara's Rai is from the case of star, not from the case of get. Then it's not so gishma. After all, hazeh guf, the Gemara is being done. Is Rebbe Lezer talking about Gittin? Is Rebbe Lezer only talking about Shash Doros? When Rebbe Lezer said, Eni Mesir Kasi, that's the Nidin of the Gemara. Is he only talking about Gittin or is he talking about Shash Doros? Well, so the Gemara brings a raya from the fact that Rebbe Lezer said, Gaivim Nechosim Meshubodim. Oh, you see, he's talking about Shash Doros. If Gaivim Nechosim Meshubodim also includes the case of Get, then where's the raya? Then maybe it's only the case of Get. Even if we learn Rashi, there's nothing saying two pshatim. If Rashi is saying two separate pshatim, then it's for sure shver. How could Rashi over there bring the pshat that we're talking about a get? That gaiv nechosim mishubanim means she's gaiv the ksuva. If it's a get, she's gaiv the ksuva. So then what in the Gemara? So what's pshat in the Gemara? What's the Gemara's raya from here? The Rebbe Lezer is talking about shash daras. Even if we learn Rashi, the Rashi saying one pshat. The gaiv nechosim mishubanim means it embraces all the cases. She's always gaiva. If you have any mesira, she's always gaiva minuchasim mishabodim, both by a get and by shashdars. Whatever the case is, she's gaiva minuchasim mishabodim. Yeah, that's only if you assume that Rebbe Lezer is any mesira is talking about shashdars. But if Rebbe Lezer is any mesira is only by gittin and by shashdars any mesira not karsi, then when Rebbe Lezer said gaiva minuchasim mishabodim, he's talking about the case of ksuba. Like, what's the? What? How does the Gemara know that when Rebbe Lezer said gaiva minuchasim mishabodim, he meant by shashdars too? If Rebbe Lezer only was talking about Gittin, then when he said Gaivim Nechosim Mishabodim, he meant the case of Get. So Rashi Takashver, rather, Bishlamat Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam rejects the whole pshat, we're not talking about Ksuba. Maybe Ksuba is another poshut, of course you go with the Ksuba and Mechosim. Why not? If she's Megoresh, the Ksuba itself has Eri Chasimah. So Rabbeinu Tam learns Pshat in the Gemara that Gaivim the Gemara can't mean that she's Gaivim the Ksuva with the get. Because you're not Gaivim the Ksuva with the get, you're Gaivim the Ksuva with the Ksuva. The get is just to prove that she's not married anymore. It's like Eidei Miso. So what's the Chiddush that you Gaivim Mishubadim? So it's Rabbeinu Tam is the only Pshat, Gaivim Mishubadim Mishubadim. It only makes sense if you talk about a Shtar Chayv. Then you Gaivim with the Shtar itself. So then the Gemara over here makes a lot of sense. But Rashi in that Pei Bav learns that even if Rashi in one shot and not two, but Rashi is at least saying that the case of Goyim and Chosim Shubadim embraces the case of Ksuva. Well, if the Gemara is not sure when the Blessed Lady Messiah Karsi was only talking about Get, was he talking about Shashdaris also? So what's the riot from the fact that Blessed said that if she got a Get, that Gimel Getim Sulim, but if Blessed said Afish Ein Olav Edim, but it has any, even Afish Ein Olav Edim, but there's any Messira, so Blessed said that it's kosher, if Blessed is only talking about a Get, so when Blessed said Goyim and Chosim Shubadim, he meant by a Get, not by Shashdaris. Like, where's the Gemara's riot? So the Taisus HaRosh is Mashiachas to this problem. He's coming to answer Rabbeinu Tam's riot. He brings the riot, Rabbeinu Tam's riot. Then he says, Rabbi Yehuda mimitz pirish, the loylem beget diary. Goyim and chosim shabodim saka talking about a get. Like Rashi. Like that pshat and Rashi. V'afilu hochi dayik shapil kamon der Belezer ari afilu b'shash doros. Nonetheless, the Gemara in Pevov is medayik that Belezer is talking about shash doros too. Why? The might time of Merav kira Belezer begitin of b'shash doros. Like, what's the reason why Rav distinguished between Gittin and Shashtaras, that by Shashtaras any Mesira aren't good enough. Mishum, the get any Oimid Ligvois ki imlin suvibe. A get is not to collect money. A get is to get married. Vezet tuchol eishul asis miyad b'fnei beistin. To get married, you should get married right away. You don't need Yomim Rabim, just to get married. If the get is just to get married, it doesn't need to be Yomim Rabim. Avashtaras oimim ligvois behem lizman orech lay. But a shtar is oimid ligvois lizman orech. So it has to be oimid Yomim Rabim. But that's the premise. The reason why Rav is Mechalev can get in the Shash Doros is the get doesn't need to be Liyomim Rabim. The get is to get married. She can get married right away. But a Shtar Chayv is to have a record to be able to be Goyva whenever you want to be Goyva. Even a Shtar Mechem is to be able to... Uporech said, therefore the Gemara asks, V'oktoni v'goyva minchosu mishavodim, al maget nami oimid ligvizvay. So the Gemara brings a raya. Goyva minchosu mishavodim. You see that you use a get to be goyva ksuva. So a get also has to be oimid liyomim rabim. So Yim Kain, who had din shtaris nami. It was in a chanami. The goyva minchosu mishavodim was talking about a get. But the Gemara says, you see that a get also has to be oimid liyomim rabim. Because the get's not only to get married. Getting married is right away. But the get is to be goyva the ksuva. To be goyva the ksuva, maybe she's going to be goyva liyomim rabim. So Mimela, you see that a get also has to be Oyim Liyomim Rabim, and get Einim Asir Karsi. So if a get works to be Goyim with the Ksuva, Liyomim Rabim, and I don't care about, we allow a get with Einim Asir, even though the get also has a purpose that needs a Yomim Rabim. So Mimela, Shash to Shtari Chayv also, who cares that they have to be Oyim Liyomim Rabim? You see Einim Asir also good for things that are Liyomim Rabim. I've gotten the Taisha Zerosh. I'm not sure I understand the distinction. Why is getting married not Liyomim Rabim and being Goyim is Liyomim Rabim? I mean, maybe she doesn't have a husband yet. She doesn't have a chosin yet. She needs to date. You know, it could take time. People in Shidduchim know it could take time. So maybe she needs to get Liyomim Rabim also. Tomorrow she's going to get married. Maybe she needs to get Lirai. She'll be able to get married Liyomim Rabim. And the Chayv maybe she'll collect tomorrow. Like where's this? Where does it take for granted that to get married that's not Liyomim Rabim, but to be Chayv the Ksuva is Liyomim Rabim? That's number one. Number two, I don't understand. Even if she's the get. You need the, from the fact that you're Goyva the Ksuva with the get, it shows that the get is Liyomim Rabim. And what about Eidim Misa? Eidim Misa, you also Goyva the Ksuva. Eidim Misa, I'm not Liyomim Rabim. Like where's the, if there's this din, you need Liyomim Rabim. To be Goyva the Ksuva, you need Liyomim Rabim. The Ksuva is Liyomim Rabim. The Ksuva is around. Ksuva is not going anywhere. But who says that she's not married? No, so it has to work for Eidim Issa. Eidim Issa come along and say she's not married. No, so I maybe the Eidim Issa will go away. Okay, but meanwhile she can go to the Ksuba. So the same thing by Get. She gets a Get with Eidim Issa. Meanwhile she can go to the Ksuba. Either Eidim Issa might go away. So Eidim Issa might also go away. Like, have no choice. But again, we have a choice. We could require Eidei Chasima, so maybe we have to require Eidei Chasima. That it should be Oyim Liyomim Rabim. Maybe that's Pshat in the Gemara. If you're going to say that Shash Doros need to have Eidei Chasima in order that to be Oyim Liyomim Rabim, so let's require again also to have Eidei Chasima that it should be Oyim Liyomim Rabim, because you also use it for Gvil. You see, we didn't do that. We allowed Eidei Messiah. We don't worry about the Yomim Rabim. So if we don't worry about the Yomim Rabim, so by Shash Doros, we also don't have to worry about the Yomim Rabim. Maybe El Derech Zeh. But I still don't. My first question, I still don't understand why is getting married not liyom merabim and gvia is liyom merabim. Getting married might also be liyom merabim. Maybe she's going to want to get married 20 years from now. I don't know. That's so clear to me. Yeah.
Didn't Rashi say
Chafiz
that you could just go to
Pestin
and maybe
say Chavakola Dabra
that you're much
better? Yeah, Rashi, you could just go to Pestin and they'll be matter and they'll give her a heter. They'll write a heter. So why do you have the big Gvio? If he has a Shtachayv and only has any Chasimo, I mean, so only has any Mesiro, so go to Pestin.
I think Rashi said Dafka by.
It won't be a zichron v'koladava. Maybe that's what it means. By etin nesua, and you can go to Beis Din, it'll be a zichron v'koladava. But to be gave a chayv, if you only have etin mesira, what are you going to do? You're going to go to Beis Din? It won't be a zichron v'koladava. At the end of the day, you're not going to have a record. It doesn't say it in Tosfos Rosh. Then you should say that. It doesn't say that. It says that in suvei, she can go get married right away. That's lost. Get any oymen ligvei skim lin suvei beve zet tuchol ish lasses miad bifnei beistin. I will stoy my oymen ligvei bisman lis man arachlay. No, not so clear to me. Let's go back to Tosis. Anyway, that's Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam brings right from the Gemara Pevov that Yisir bless doing much ashdos. The koshet fek Tosis, but he has another Gemara. Dome beget poshut. Puchsuk sav yode bebeistin mau. Pirish mau shi yigve mi mishabdi. Have a case, you have an IOU. The Leib wrote the Malvin IOU, Ksav Yodin, but there's no Eidei Chasima. No one wants to know, can you use that to give him in the Chosim Meshubanim? So by itself, if you're Mekayim the Chasima, if you go to Beis Din, and Beis Din Mekayim the Ksav Yad, Mekayim the handwriting, that this is really the handwriting of the Leib, and they'll write a handpick on it from Stomach. So can you then use that Ksav Yad to be given in the Chosim Meshubanim? So the Gemara brings Uriah, Maisim Mehod the Gittin, the Ktani, be given in the Chosim Meshubanim. So the Gemara brings Uriah from the fact that it can use a star that only has Eidei Mesira. Doesn't have any Eidei Chasima, so and yet you can be gave him in a Chasim Shabbat. What's the din? We'll talk in a minute. But upon him, they both the Tzad Shavu Shemem is they both don't have Eidei Chasima. Ksav Yod doesn't have Eidei Chasima, and a star that only has any Mesira, Rabbi Lezer star doesn't have any Eidei Chasima, and yet Rabbi Lezer star you gave him in a Chasim Shabbat. So who are din? You can be gave Ksav Yod with in a Chasim Shabbat. And the Mer is Doicha. No, it's not a riot. Shiny Chasim the Ikaksuva. That there is different. There you're not just going with the get, you're going with the ksuva. Mashman is after the get there, but like the shash doors. That's a right, the goyim and chosim shabbatim is talking about a get. That was hard to understand. If we're talking about a get, I mean, perishing more, shiny chosim dika ksuva, it's perishing more, and we're talking about a get. It's hard to understand, what was the gemara's having me to compare it to ksav yodah? Ksav Yod, you want to be goyve with the Ksav Yad. The Ksav Yad, you can't be goyve. Maybe you can't be goyve with the Ksav Yad from Meshubadim. By a get, you're not goyve with the get, as we said at the very beginning. You're not goyve with the get, you're goyve with the Ksuva. You need the get to prove that you're not married anymore. It's like Meis Bailach. Why didn't the Gemara bring a riot from Meis Bailach? Where is the Shalach? Can you be goyve with the Ksav Yad? Can you be goyve from the Meshubadim? There's no Eidei Chasima. So why didn't the Gemara bring a riot from Meis Bailach? Meis Bailach, you're goyve with the Ksuva. No, so you see, you don't need Eidei Chasima to be goyve from Meshubadim. That's absurd. You're not be going without Eidei Chasima. You're going with the Ksuva. The Ksuva has Eidei Chasima. You need to know that the husband is dead. The Eidim say that the husband is dead. So the same thing. You need to know that the husband is dead. That the husband divorced her. Eide Mesira, come and say the husband divorced her. But she's gaiva with it. She's gaiva with the ksuva, not with the get. And that's the Gemara's teretz. It's hard to understand what. How did that? That is the Gemara's teretz. It's hard to understand what was Gemara's havina. Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand what the Gemara's having. But our components mefurish in the Gemara that we're talking about a get. That's place is right. Right against Rabbeinu Tam. It's mefurish in that Gemara that we're talking about. That we're talking about that the Mishnah is talking about a get. The Gaiva min Chasam Mishabani was talking about a get. So it's a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. So Tosfos for Rashbam Goras Chasam. Rashbam is a different gist than that Gemara. Maybe it's good. That shiny Chasam the Mishas Ksiva Shibed Nafshe. Pirish Keshenichtev Ashtar Nichtev Kedei LeMaisri Bifnei Edim Sheyu Edim Mesira B'Mokem Edim Chasima. V'Havi Koyel Kilu Edim Chasumim. Rashbam says a different shot in that Gemara. In Mele, it's no raya that we're talking about again. We could talk about Shar Shtaros. But the Gemara in the Havamina wanted to bring a raya. Look, you see, Kosev Ksav Yodoy, like Kosev Ksav Yodoy, there's no Eide Chasimo. It's not really a. But when you're Makayim, when based in a Makayim, the Ksav Yodoy, it becomes a Shtar to be Gaivim and Chosim Shabon. That's the Shah. Is that working out? Where says, well, you see by you have a star with only has any mesira, also doesn't have any chasima, and yet you're able to be gaiva. So Gemara says, no, it's different. Because in order to use a star to be gaiva, it needs to be. I think this is happening in the Rashbam. In order to use a star to be gaiva, it has to be that when the star was drawn up, the loiva knew, the mischayev knew. That this is going to be a shtar with a koil that has a koil to be gaiva from Lukukhis. And on Manas Kain, he was Meshabit himself. But if when the Leiva made the shtar, he didn't know that this is going to be a shtar with a koil. This piece of paper that doesn't have a koil, it's a private thing. It's going to transmogrify into some kind of shtar with a koil. But he didn't know that was going to happen. So then he's not he's not mishabed as nechosim. He should be gaiva from the lukuchas. So when he writes an IOU ksav yodoy, so the lady when he wrote the IOU, he didn't know that you're going to take it to Beis Din, you're going to kind of the chasimis, and that Beis Din is going to sign on it, and all of a sudden it's going to become a shtar with the koil. The lady never knew that. The lady wrote a personal IOU. He didn't have in mind that it's going to become something more grandiose than that. So Meili's not, so such a star, even though later on, it's sort of you attach the curl to the star by being Mekayimit Bebeistin, you attach a curl to it. But when the star was drawn up, the Leiva didn't know this, the star is going to have a curl, so he's not Meshabed and Chosim Meshabodim. But when you write a star without any Chasima, I'm asked to give it with Eidem Asira. So when the star was written, they knew that it's going to be given with Eidem Asira. Otherwise, what was the point? A Sofer writes up a star chayv, and you don't have any Chasima. So obviously, what are you planning to do with it? You're planning to have Eidem Asira. So even though it's true that you don't get the kol until the Eidem Mesira are there, until the Eidem Mesira arrive and witness the Mesira, but when the shtar was drawn up, it was rather drawn up in order to have Eidem Mesira. So then, said such a shtar, the Leiva was talking Meshabbat, that it should be gave even from the Chasim Meshabon. That's the Rashbam is Geres in that Gemara. In which case, there's nothing in that Gemara about whether it's talking about Gittin, or it's talking about Shar Shtars. Can't more mishabes from mishash doros by gittin. She's not mishabed the mishubadim when at the time of the writing of the get. She's mishabed her nechassim at the time of the husband's mishabed is nechassim at the time of the marriage, not at the time of the get. It's just a little bit more. I really have to go. Rabbeinu Chanan al pirish. The get poshut polig dehi demagarish. Rabbeinu Chanan learns hakam achleikas asugi. It's not like the Rashbam's girsa. He's garis the gemara for poshut before shiny hosam dikaksuba. So then we have a flat out stira between the two gemaras. The gemara in get poshut says shiny hosam dikaksuba. It seems to understand the mission is talking about it when it says gaivu nuchasim shubadim. It means a get. And on the other hand, the gemara in that's the gemara in get poshut. On the other hand, the gemara in demagarish. When it talks about it's halacha like Reb Lezer by Shash Doros, only by Gittin, and it brought this raya, and it brought this mishnah as a raya that Reb Lezer was talking about Shash Doros, apparently took the mishnah to be talking about Shash Doros. Says Rabbeinu Chanan, in Chanan, it's machlokes asugis. The pasuk of Menachanal sheish lisma chayid to get pasuk. The halacha is like the marba babasra that that shiny halsam dikaksuva. And therefore there's and faket. You see the taka that you see that it's only because there's a ksuva that you can be gaiva minuchasim mishabadim. But if not for the ksuva, you would not be able to gaiva minuchasim mishabadim. Elam nechay. Hold the parak stomach. That shas b'pirkin gavishtar pasoy demasi b'apisad yisol yochi mishab the nami likvi lekoshel b'saka benachanal. The mayi bechasim aleisad edikichov medyotes kripish bekuntus mishochi saka daitich the gavim mishab the kevin demasi b'apisad yisol chashivi hanach edyotes kerkois. The gam loshen akuntus muchach the gam and the gavim mishab the gavim mishab the ele beedi chasimu. Where's the shaila? Hanish, if you have a star pasoy, it was written up in Persian. So go yishe star. And if you have edim asiro, so the Gemara says. That you're not going to be chosim lechayrin because you have any mesira, but you're not going to be mishubadim. Frek the Gemara, if you have any mesira, so me mishab dinami. So why can't you be chosim mishubadim? My answer is less late kolo. Less late kolo. So Tosis brings a ride from there. You see that it sounds like the Gemara is saying that you could be gaiva with it. You can be gaiva with any mesira. That star doesn't have any chesim; it only has any mesira. The chesim are goyim. And the Gemara wants you to be gaiva mishabadim. You see that you could gaiva with them. You see you could be gaiva with those. You see you could be gaiva with me with any mesira. So it's a kasha on Rabbeinu Chananel. So Taisa says the Gemara have him, you know, that since you have goyish chasimus and you have any mesira yisrael who are attesting that what it says is really true, that this is for real. So the goyish chasimus should become like your kois, and it should be called the star that has a, and it should be called the star that has a kois. Should be might see, you should be able to be gaiva minuchasim mishubadim. It's better. Goyish chasimus do something. When you have any mesira, the goyish gemara that have a mina that the goyish chasimus should be enough to make a kois. The gemara answers, no, it's not true. Less they call it. Then he says, "V'gam beloshen akuntus muchach l'kama delegavim mishabdi ali beiri chasimus." What does Rashi over there say? Less they call it. Rashi says, "Lefisha ain chasim yisrael." You don't have any chasim Yisrael, and it's the eighty chasim who are mitzvah to kill. That is Mashman Rashi that Gemara's teretz is not because the it sounds like Rashi saying the Gemara's answer is any mesir or not mitzvah to kill only eighty chasim are mitzvah to kill. The way Rashi learns that Gemara, it's hard to understand what it says he want from that Gemara. That's the Gemara's teretz. So it's being arrived. It's being arrived from the Gemara's kasha. Ihochi mishab dinami. Why you should be able to go over what you should be able to go over from the mishabadim. So what? So Tosfos says, oh, you see, the Gemara should be able to go over that any mesira enough to be go over mishabadim. Lefi Rashi, that's the Gemara's teretz. Lest they call. Apparently, Tosfos held that that's if that's that mistaber the Gemara to have a mina that any mesira in general could be go over mishabadim. It's not a star pasodik issue. Or maybe let's just assume that if any mesira not gaiva mishubadim, then it's not mesarba. The Gemara didn't know that. If the halacha becholatar kula is that with any mesira you can't be gaiva mishubadim, it's not mesarba. The punct in this Gemara, the Gemara forgot about that halacha and needed to be mechadish at the end. Tosfos learns that the Gemara's havamina was a local havamina. You know what, I really have to go. We'll revisit this bottom at the end of this Tosfos for a few minutes next time, and then we'll go on.